CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Yes, dear. I'm in here, in the living room.
Oh, what would you like for lunch?
Oh, my goodness, don't fuss with lunch. I'm not hungry anyhow, and when I am, I'll just fix myself a sandwich.
Well, I'd fix something for Bobby anyhow.
Oh.
Be up from his nap before long. We could have a tuna fish salad or salmon.
Sounds nice.
What are you doing?
Oh, I was trying to write a letter to Alvin. Then I started thinking about the day I eloped with him.
Oh. Gee, that was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let us see. It was the day right. It was right after Christmas, wasn't it? The day after Christmas.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What'd you think when you woke up and found I'd gone? Surprise?
Oh yes, of course we were. And I'll admit, a little disappointed.
Oh.
I think it would have been nice to have a wedding here, and a reception.
I know.
Oh.
I know. That's exactly why I eloped. I wasn't going to have you go to all that expense, which I knew you would have insisted on.
Yes, we would. And we would have just loved it, too.
No, but my goodness, you've always done so much for me anyhow. I was just writing, Alvin, about the party Saturday. And how lovely all your friends have been, too. Gracious. It seems to me we've just been on the go ever since I got here.
Well, everybody's missed you, Aunt Effie.
I love it. I was just thinking, today isn't something, is it? Luncheon or tea or something?
No.
I just looked at our social calendar. I didn't see anything listed, but I have this feeling that today was something.
Goodness, I can't think of anything.
I can't either, but I thought yesterday you said to me, now we mustn't forget the so-and-so. I can't remember what you said.
Today? Something was supposed
to
be today?
I thought that's what you said. We were standing in the kitchen, remember? I was mashing potatoes and you were making gravy.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, I think you said it to me, didn't you?
Oh, I don't
said,
so.
Now we must forget so-and-so. Yes, I think I did.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. I had the feeling then, when I was mashing potatoes, that there was something or someplace we were supposed to go today. Goodness. Well, it'll be terrible if we forget somebody's invitations.
Well, I don't believe so, Aunt Effie. I can't think of anything. I mean, we're going to Marion Gardner's tomorrow.
Yes, that's
tomorrow. Was that listed down there for morning coffee? I'm sure that's what you were thinking of, probably.
Well, I certainly hope so.
I do, too. Well, I'll give us some lunch.
All right.
You look over your engagement book again, you social butterfly.
Well, I just
I can't understand a word.
Well, you have to help us.
Yes. Bobby is due at the birthday party, and we forgot.
All right, but look, I don't know what all the commotion is about. I just dashed home this noon to get some office reports that I forgot and have to have.
All right, dear. And you can drop Bobby at Elmer's on your way down, and I'll pick him up later. But he isn't bathed or dressed. And if you could do that for...
What, me, bathed and dressed, Bobby?
Oh, darling, the shirt to his new navy blue suit is dirty. He wore it Sunday. I have to wash and iron it.
Well...
And anyhow, with this cold, I don't like to hang right over him.
No.
He seems to have thrown off his coat, and I don't want to reinfect him.
Well, but, now he has to take a birthday present to Freddie.
Yes, that's something else. So Aunt Effie is going to drive down to that toy store at the shopping center and get a present.
Uh-huh. I'll have to leave right now. It'll take 15 minutes down and 15 back, and I just hope I find a parking space near the toy store.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one right in back of it, I think.
Oh, is there? All right.
Yeah.
Now, what shall I get?
Oh, let me see. I can't think. What could Bobby take as a birthday present for Freddie Jr.?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Well, you ought to have.
I cannot cope with it. Now, look, I got to get back to the office.
Well, you take an hour off for lunch anyhow. So you can do it today. I mean, I'll fix you a sandwich right here at home.
Oh, no, look,
honey, I know. Now, listen, I am sorry to do this to you. But you know how Elmer and Fred will feel if they even suspect that we forgot little Freddie's birthday party. It was Aunt Effie who remembered. And if we all pitch in, we can get Bobby over there in time.
Honey, I got my good clothes on. I don't fancy giving Bobby his bath.
Put on your swimming trunks.
All right, very funny, I'm sure.
Oh, honey, now don't look like that.
Well, look, why you remember these things at the last minute like this?
What shall I get for a birthday present?
Oh,
now, give me some suggestions.
Yes. Oh, help think, dear. What's that little boy would like? 3 years old. Isn't Freddy be three today? Let me see. A crayon. Did you say crayon?
Oh,
yes,
crayon. A couple of bucks.
Marbles or modeling clay? Bobby loved his modeling clay. Maybe something like that.
I'll look.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Ask the woman there for an idea for a three-year-old boy, anyhow. Give Aunt Effie some money here.
Oh, my dear, I've got money, for goodness sake. Never mind that now. Now, I'll get a car or a truck or something that winds up.
Oh, yes. Yes. I just love that type of thing. Let's get going, and I'll wash and iron Bobby's shirt. Honey, don't just stand there. Get Bobby up and give him his bath.
Oh, golly.
All right, now, Bobby, now, please. Bobby, let Daddy get your bathing. We're in a hurry today.
Where's my sailboat?
Well, your sailboat's right there now, right there. Look, never mind your sailboat right this
way. My other sailboat.
What other sailboat? No, sit down, will you? Oh, God, where is the soap?
I want my red sailboat.
Well, I don't know where your red sailboat is, and you don't need any other boats in here anyhow. You already got so much junk in this tub that it's...
Look, my red sailboat!
Stop it, will you? Now, just stop it.
Dear, I've got his pants and undershirt laid out on the bed, dear.
Oh.
And his white socks and new shoes.
Mommy!
Yes, Mommy. Now, you be a good boy. Let Daddy bathe you.
Oh,
goodness. Do you want an apron, dear?
Apron? I need a raincoat, for Pete's sake. No, Bobby, now stop it.
Bobby, no.
What?
Honey, don't get him in a bad humor for the birthday party.
You want my red sailboat, Mommy?
You don't need your red sailboat or any more boats at all. This bathtub already looks like a meeting of the Sixth Fleet and the International Regatta.
Here. Here's his red sailboat. He always has it in the cupboard.
All right.
Here you are, Bobby.
There it is.
Now, you be a good boy.
Good boy.
Yes, you be Daddy's good boy. I have got to iron your shirt. Try to hurry, dear, and scrub his knees.
Oh, hurry. Oh, look, now, be Daddy's good boy, huh? Will you?
Yes.
All right, now. That's better. There we are, huh? Now, we're doing all right. Now, so stick your leg up so Daddy can wash your knees. Chug. All right, come on. Give me your leg. Bobby, come on. Come on now, sunshine.
Motorboat.
All right, motorboat. Turn around. Yes, it's a lovely motorboat, but turn around, will you? Sit this way so Daddy can wash your knees. Oh, Bobby, please. Oh, all right. Lie on your stomach, then I'll wash your back. At least stay in one position long enough so I can wash something. Now, Bobby, now just look here. Now, wait a minute. Now, listen to me, will you? Daddy is tired of fooling. You hear me? You're splashing water over the side of the tub, and it's running down and getting the knees of Daddy's pants all wet. Oh, golly.
What?
Oh, no, Bobby. You don't have to stand up and lean over. You're just dripping more water. Now, sit down.
Oh, poor Daddy.
Yes, poor Daddy.
I love Daddy.
Oh, Bobby, please, don't hug me. I love you, but look, you're all... Oh, Bobby, look, Daddy loves you, too. Now, look, when you sit back in the tub, look at me. While Daddy gets a towel and dries himself off a minute. Now, look, you know Daddy loves you very much. That's why he's trying to get you ready for a birthday party where you're going to have lots and lots of fun. So, if you just... Now, Bobby. Bobby! Bobby! You get back here into this tub. Where are you? Bobby? Huh? Where are you? Now, look, get out from under that bed, you rascal. Do you hear Daddy? Robert! Now, you listen to me, young man. You listen to me. This is the third and last time I'm going to put your socks on. And if you take them off once more...
Love Daddy.
All right, love Daddy. I wish you had some other way of showing this great love for Daddy besides taking your socks off after I get them on. Making Daddy chase all over the house after you... Still. All right, I've got to hold you like this now. Get your foot in the shoe. Bobby, stop doubling up your toes. You hear Daddy? Undouble your toes. What are you doing up in the attic?
I'm coming right down. You don't need to yell. I'm coming right down. I couldn't find the box of wrapping paper and ribbons, and I remembered I'd... taking this up to the attic. We'll need some that says happy birthday. I hope we have some. Good heavens. Doesn't look as though he'd been through the San Francisco earthquake.
Oh.
Or maybe I should say Hurricane Donna, huh?
Boy, I tell you, I've had it.
Oh, I go through this every day, dear. All little boys are lively, honey. You just don't see Bobby. But, Dad, Aunt Effie, I heard a car.
Lively? Look, he won't be that lively from now on. I am telling you, fun is fun. But I gave that young man a lecture that he won't forget for a long time.
Oh, Aunt Effie, did you find a present?
Yes, I got a fire truck.
Oh, wonderful. I'll be right down to wrap it up in birthday paper. You better spruce yourself up a bit here if you're going back to work.
Why is Bobby standing in the living room stark naked?
Oh,
what?
I thought you said you got him all dressed. Really, dear, can't you handle one small boy?
I sure can.
No, don't go down. Don't go downstairs. We don't want him in a bad humor for the birthday party. Go change your own clothes. Oh, honestly, I hope we get him to the birthday party on time.
Shall I get it, dear? I'm right here.
Yes, if you will, Aunt Effie. I'm trying to mop up all the water off the bathroom floor and the walls. What a mess.
Well, boys will be boys. Hello. What? Where are you? Why? Nobody at all?
Is it for me?
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Bobby is with him at the office. There's nobody home in Elmer's. No sign of a birthday party at all.
Good heavens. Did we have the day wrong?
Well, you better talk to him. He's fit to be tied. He had to get back to the office, so he had to take Bobby with him.
Maybe I read it wrong.
Hello, dear. Yes. Yeah. Well, now, look, I'll drive down and get Bobby as quickly as I can, but... Well, put the ink bottle and the paper clips in your desk and lock the drawers.
Saturday? The party is this Saturday.
Oh, no.
Dear. I must have read it. You didn't have my glasses on.
Yes, did you hear that? Yes, well, she didn't have her glasses on. Well, I didn't look at the invitation, darling. I was in the kitchen when Aunt Effie saw it on the desk and she yelled at me. And right after that, you walked in the door and we all flew into action.
Dear, I'll never hear the last of this after what he went through.
Yes, I know.
I'll get my hat and coat and ride down with you.
No, well, I did open the invitation last week, but I paid no attention to the day. It was Aunt Effie who thought today was something, and when she looked over the stuff on the desk... Now, dear, for goodness sake, these things happen, and there's no sense in me asking.
Yeah, it's all very well for you to say these things happen. But we haven't been in this office 15 minutes, and already... Hold on, Bobby.
What?
Now, look, you ought to turn that wastebasket right side up, young man, and put everything right back in. Do you hear? Everything. Then you ought to sit down. You are not to go out and push the elevator button. You are not to play with the drinking fountain. You ought to stay right here in Daddy's office. Now, okay?
Okay.
Now, hello. Boy, you better get down here as quick as you can. I don't like the angelic look on his face. And look, bring the reports, which is what I went home for this noon. No, I forgot them. And look, for Pete, bring the right ones, will you? They're in a manila envelope in my den. Bobby, come back here. Label Acme Company, and please step on it, will you, Bobby?
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
This was original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Darrell Hawkins speaking.